Yeah, well, that statement, and to frame it that way, sounds all real nice. A long-term goal for economic development. We're not splitting the atom here. What we need to do is continue to improve and maintain our infrastructure, i.e., right now we're looking at building a public safety building, trying to consolidate EMS, fire, and police all into one facility, which will be certainly much more cost efficient. The current fire hall and police station have outlived their projection, or their, their time has come and gone, and they need to be bulldozed. We can sell the property, help offset some of the cost of the project itself, but that is something that you do, again, maintain and keep your infrastructural needs addressed at all times, and certainly that includes education. For me, that's a main focus. Your community doesn't have an opportunity to move forward, I don't feel, if you have not focused on education for the youth of the community, because after all, they're going to be leading the community in a very short order, just a matter of years. It's surprising how quickly it goes. But that aside, the essentials, that's great. Certainly, you must maintain those, garbage, sewer, water, and so forth, and all those things, the services, fire, police, and so forth. Then I think what needs to be done is we need to look at reducing our carryover or our reserves to more of about a year to 2 years worth of budget cycle, and take the balance of it and look towards doing quality of life projects that can also be tied into somewhat infrastructural needs, such as a lot of people have talked about a pool being built. I would like to refer to it as an aqua health center. We have a population that I am included with age-wise that is getting to the point where, a facility like that would be very helpful and also needed. So I think at this point, Skagway went through a period years ago where they're gun-shy about spending, but I think the revenue side of Skagway's future has been put in much, much better shape. Our reserves are and our just overall financial picture is better than it's ever been in the history of Skagway. But now we need to, in a responsible manner, take those resources and build and, do things for the community that are both, need-based, as infrastructural things are, and then also want and desire-based, which may be, recreational and or just quality of life situation. We've built a nice rec center. We need to improve on that and, keep polishing the apple there and making that better and better. And if you have a A1 top-notch educational system, you have quality of life and recreational and cultural aspects addressed, and certainly all the necessities, the services that are needed for a community to thrive. If you have that addressed, you're going to have people here year-round that'll be thriving, and I think that's a good direction to go in.